Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Suzanne from, you might know me from New Age London. And you may also know me from EFT-scripts.com. And I have a very, very, very special person here with me today, Peter Strange. Peter, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Hi, Suzanne. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Isn't it lovely when technology works?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we met in a really interesting way. And just to give a brief synopsis of what happened, and as you can possibly hear in the background, I'm a cat lover. We helped a lady on your level 3 because you said, I want to do it with you, Suzanne. So I said, well, I'm not belonging to that organization or this organization at the moment, but you know, if you want to do it with me, go for it, fine. And I got you a volunteer because I do get people volunteers for work experience. And it was a case of the teacher learning from the student. It really was. It was amazing. And she had had a stroke. And you educated me because you're a physical therapist as well as other things. You educated me about how it works with the neural connections after somebody has had a stroke and stuff like that. And you were able to identify by looking at her gait what was wrong, what was out. So we didn't even need to muscle test or anything like that. And we tapped on that. And we also used the 9 gamut. And Gary Craig published the article. And it was amazing to actually see her walk without her stick. And when I think of you, I think of that, and I think, wow, what a miracle! And I don't know if I could have done as much with that lady without your knowledge and help. So it was definitely a wonderful case of the teacher learning from the student. So very, very welcome to you. So tell us your story, Peter. How did you get to all of this in the first place?
Okay, well, first of all, just in response to what you just said, I mean, I certainly learned a lot from you at that time as well. And, you know, that was an incredible event. And it's kind of become the basis of a lot of my work since. You know, I realized that the brain and the body is incredibly adaptable. And also that, you know, a person doesn't have to be aware on a conscious level of what's going on or what's changing, because subconsciously we just know there is an innate wisdom within the body and the mind. So my journey it began a long time ago. I had two very serious injuries when I was in my teenage years, when I was 13 years old. I was a very keen sportsman, and that was really my life. And I had these two serious injuries, which it prevented me from following my passions. And throughout my teenage years and my 20s, I saw pretty much every type of practitioner that you can imagine, through Wow. You know, the conventional medical system and alternative medicine. I saw everyone, and really very few people were able to really help me with my pain. And so I guess because I suffered so much myself, I really felt, and eventually I figured out how I could heal myself, mainly through physical exercise and looking after myself, and yeah, gaining knowledge of how to, you know, apply those principles. You know, because I overcame that challenge, it really fueled the desire in me to help other people not to suffer in the same way. You know, so that was really where things began for me. And I believe, you know, with all of us, our most valuable gifts come from our greatest challenges. I think, you know, that's probably true of yourself as well.
Absolutely, yes. I should have died in 1997, according to one doctor's prognosis. I'm not. They're going to have to drag me into that grave kicking and screaming at the age of 140, which is when I decided I don't want to live anymore. So, you gave me a wonderful healing, which we'll talk about later. And so hang on in there to hear about this wonderful healing that Peter gave me. And he was in England. I was in South Africa. I'm finishing off a project in South Africa before I come back home. It blew my mind. It really blew my mind. I have never had such a strong and profound healing before in my whole life. So, Peter, tell us a little bit more about your approach.
Okay, well, as I said, you know, my initial background was in health and fitness, really. And mm-hmm. I've been involved in that field for about 20 years now. And over the years, I think it was a natural progression for me for that work to become more and more holistic. And also it's kind of become more and more esoteric as I've realized that, you know, there's so much more to the body and the mind and the human condition than really what meets the eye. So over those 20 years, I've studied with many great masters. You know, I've traveled, I've done lots of my studies in the States. I've read extensively. You know, you would be one of the masters that I learned from along that journey. And my practice has just evolved more and more. And I think at the moment now, I'm realizing that actually less is more. So now I'm beginning to streamline my practice and actually make it much more simple. I've realized, you know, things are actually a lot more simple than, you know, maybe we realize. So that's been my journey, yeah. Really. It's still evolving, still, you yeah. know, ever evolving.
I think it's so true because, I mean, that's one of the things that Gary Craig, for example, did. Or Mikao Usui, if you really trace the Reiki back to its Japanese origins, and you find out what Usui actually did with the knowledge that we have today as modern energy healers, anybody who studied any kind of kinesiology or a bit of kinesiology or anybody who has studied EFT or TAT or anything like that would recognize what Mikao Usui was doing with Reiki and how and why that was powerful. And also with EFT, we balance the body, and it's a simple formula which Gary Craig took from something very complicated called thought field therapy, and he just simplified it into something you can do in 1 minute. And so yeah, I totally agree that less is more, definitely. So is it really possible, do you think, to stay out of pain forever? What do you think?
Well, I do, and I actually use that statement as one of the slogans to promote my business, because, I mean, first of all, I think it's possible to get out of pain very quickly, much quicker than people realise, and that's about adopting a certain mindset, you know, believing that you can exist without pain. You know, being pain-free is our default state, but then to stay out of pain forever, well. Okay, if being pain-free is our default state, then mm-hmm. fortunately mm-hmm. for most of us, we come into the world pain-free. And, you know, if we maintain the balance in our bodies and our minds, pain can't exist in a balanced environment. So, you know, absolutely it's possible to stay out of pain forever. And if we look after ourselves correctly, you know, there's no reason why that shouldn't last a lifetime.
Wonderful. And I can see you've written to me here the 6 foundational principles of breathing, eating, drinking, sleeping, moving and thinking correctly. And as I was doing this, I've personally had a bit of a shock over the last 24 hours. And I noticed as soon as I read it, I thought, oh, no, He did mention about my diaphragm, and I could notice it wasn't really moving very much.
Sure.
So it's so important. A lot of people do this big breath thing, breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth, whereas it's more diaphragm breathing that is so important. And and I've used the Buteyko technique as well as EFT to overcome COPD. So I totally get it.
Sorry, I was just going to say, in regards to what you've just said there, that the body is a system of many systems, and you know all of these systems need to be in balance for things, for things to work properly. And there is a hierarchy of survival. So as you correctly said, you know, breathing obviously is really at the top of the tree. Really, you know, we can survive maybe for 3 weeks without eating, maybe 3 days without water, but probably maximum 3 minutes without breathing properly. And so you would assume, you know, that obviously breathing is very important, and it's the most important thing in terms of our survival. But actually, what you've also just demonstrated by what you've told us is that emotions can be even more powerful. So they can rise right to the top of that hierarchy, because, you know, our emotions can be powerful enough that we can, in extreme circumstances, choose to override all those other systems. You know, people do take their own lives, and so you know, it's a very harsh reality. But you know, it's really important that we get our emotions balanced as well. That's a big part of the work that, you know, I know you and I both do.
True. Very, 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 very true. Absolutely. So. And I got to learn a little bit about pain and chronic pain and acute pain and how they go through different pathways. And acute pain, it means you have to do something now. Chronic pain means there's something, say, some imbalance because you've done everything you could do. So to you, what is pain and what does it mean?
Okay, well, I mean, as you say, pain is always an indication of some sort of imbalance. And as I stated just a minute ago, you know, your body is an integrated system of many systems. And so some of these are structural, chemical influences, and obviously emotional, we've mentioned. And so, you know, there can be an imbalance in any one of these systems, and that can result in pain. Now, further from that, pain is also, I see it as a messenger. It's a sign that maybe we're not listening. There is a higher version of ourselves, if you like, which is all-knowing and is perfect, absolutely perfect. And this, you know, our higher selves are always trying to speak to us. Sometimes it's just a gentle nudge. But sometimes we don't listen, you know, maybe because of our conditioning, things that we've been told by our parents, our teachers, doctors, etc. We choose not to listen to these very subtle messages. And eventually, you know, our higher selves will use pain to catch our attention, to remind us that a redirection of energy is required. So it could be a conventional thing like, you know, recognizing the fact that we need to hold ourselves differently. You know, maybe our posture is not ideal. Maybe we need to eat better. Yeah. Maybe we need to breathe better. Maybe we need to drink more water. As I said earlier, possibly the way we think and our perspective on things is maybe the greatest thing that we need to look into when addressing pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely, very much so. And I'd like to hear about your new development. So before we do, I just want to share what you did to me was amazing. I was supposed to lie down for half an hour. This is a story. I was supposed to lie down for half an hour while Peter sent me this healing using neuro and muscular technique, EFT, kinesiology, all sorts of things. And he said it's going to take about 10 minutes to half an hour. Now, without going into too much detail, there was a lot wrong. And even though I'm a regular tapper and a regular healer, I give myself a healing every single day. Sometimes life throws more at you than you have time to heal for. So, as soon as the healings hit me, I was still with a client because he wanted to talk about something. So I was still with a client when I was supposed to be lying down. And I immediately felt this buzzing around my head. And I knew that it had started. And it felt really strong and I was really heady. And instinctively, at some point, I felt that an insomnia problem that had crept in was going to be solved. And the reason is I'd gotten insomnia since I had taken these antibiotics that only affect 3% of the population with insomnia. Only nobody tells you your sleep never goes back to normal. But whether it was just the antibiotics or the extreme emotional distress and shock that led to me being ill in the first case, because I live a very healthy lifestyle and I make sure I never get ill. So if I get ill, something really bad must have happened. So I'm not quite sure whether it was the antibiotics themselves or the extreme emotional shock or perhaps the mixture of two, the emotional thing that happened and the what was in those antibiotics. They coat them with something that is supposed to get rid of superbugs or something like that. It starts with a K. Don't ask me to name it. I can't remember. It's a very long name. Basically, 3% of the population react to it. And I instinctively felt that this time, because I've had many healings before trying to get this sorted and other things came up which were more urgent, but this time I really felt so hammered, I knew I was going to get my sleep back. And I must say I have been every single night since then, no matter what, which is absolutely amazing. The first night I had 10 hours of sleep without any chemical help at all, which I had been resorting to sometimes out of absolute desperation. And you worked on a number of things that were wrong, and you spent an hour with me afterwards explaining them to me. And you had explained to me before that a lot of the stuff that you do is afterwards in the processing of the information that you give me. Now, I didn't quite appreciate just how deep that went. And sure. You brought up stuff where I'm an EFT. I've tapped on almost, I thought, on everything, but there were two incidents that came up which I hadn't completely tapped out. And you brought them up for me, and you said that my body had been holding on to them and that you'd let them go for me. And when I thought about them, I couldn't connect to them at all, which was great. It was wonderful. Mm. And also you pointed out something wrong with my right piriformis, which is the muscle that connects the leg to the hip, to the spine for the layperson. I think that's the easiest explanation. And so it's overused and lots of things happen to it. And because of that, other things were happening. And during the healing, I could actually feel the pain in my right leg, which was compensating for the problem in the piriformis and everything else that was that you pointed out to me in the lumbar region. The lumbar region is kind of your lower back, but not your lower back, and that's layman's language again. So it was interesting. I could feel that pain going down from those deep muscles nearer to the groin towards the knee. And that was very interesting. I could actually feel that during the healing. And then I went to the gym like I said I would, and I didn't really last because I was zonked. I just had to go home as soon as possible after finishing my day and slept. And I have been feeling a little bit better every day. So absolutely amazing. So tell me about these new developments and how you're expanding your services now.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, it's a couple of things just again in relation to what you said. I mean, first of all, I'm the same as you. I treat myself daily, and, you know, as practitioners, you know, sometimes it's quite hard for us. It's very easy for us to see other people's problems and address those, but often when it comes down to ourselves, you know, it's difficult to see the wood for the tree. So I completely relate to that. There were lots of things we found, you know, but nevertheless, you know, in terms of energetically, you were very balanced. It was more lots of structural things and emotional things that had kind of created that. And really, a lot of times with this, you know, maybe only one or two of these things are the real root of the problem, and all the others are just knock-on effects or symptoms. Because, you know, very much like a spider's web, you know, if a fly crawls onto one corner and the spider feels it from the other side of the web, you know, if you affect the body, every other part of the body has to slightly change to accommodate that. So, I guess the work that I'm doing now, I've kind of done it for quite some time, but not in a structured way. And quite recently, I realized that actually everything that I was doing with people in person, I could apply the same principles and do this work at a distance. And Suzanne, you really set me a big challenge because you didn't tell me anything before we did this session. So that was great.
That was on purpose, because I knew you could deliver.
Thank you. And that was great. But that was really good, because what that did is it took my ego
out
of it.
And I wanted to prove to people that you could deliver.
Thank you. I realized actually, it kind of happened by accident, that I had a couple of clients who they'd seen me in the UK, and I've achieved very good results with them in person. And then they'd gone back to their homes in, you know, other parts of the world, and had subsequently sustained an injury and, you know, been upset by the fact that maybe we'd undone all the good work. And so they contacted me, and I just, you know, really wanted to help, I guess. And I really just set about trying to help them just in exactly the same way as I would if I was with them in person. I discovered a long time ago that after a spiritual awakening that I had when I was about 30 years old, that I could actually feel other people's pain in my own body. And so when I'm working remotely, I treat my clients through my own body. So that's really what I was doing with you there. And it's really based on the principle that we all come from exactly the same place. We all come from the same source. We're all made of the same source material. And therefore, you know, there's absolutely no magical mysticism to this. Ourselves can communicate with one another very, very well, you know, over great distances. And, you know, you can look this up in quantum physics texts. There's the laws of entanglement. And, you know, you know, we don't have to be together to influence each other. And actually, it can be more powerful sometimes at a distance, because there aren't other things interfering. I've realized that this work can be very effective, and it actually is a lot quicker than working with the person in person, because the patient or the client is in a completely relaxed state. They're not seeking to prove anything. You know, the ego is completely out of sight. Yeah, no distractions. And I can do my work. And then, as you said, a lot of the healing actually comes about through the realization of the connection between things. So, you
amazing.
Know, when you
amazing.
Recognize
yep.
that an event, you know, from your past has triggered, you know, a certain response in the body, just having that realization and making that connection, that can be enough to trigger healing. The body contains
absolutely.
You know, its own mechanisms for self-healing. So all I'm doing is facilitating that. I'm not doing anything magical. I just have a very great sensitivity and intuitive awareness, which we can all develop.
Great. So tell me something. How do I tell people how to contact you? What is the best way to contact you?
Sure. Well, I have a website. And it's just peterstrange.co.uk. So you can contact
Strange, all one word?
All one word.
.co.uk. Okay.
Wonderful. And there is an inquiry form on there on the contact page where
Fantastic.
You can email directly.
Okay. Excellent.
I do have a practice in London, so you know, a lot of people
where
do
in
see
London?
Me there. I have a practice in Fulham in West London, but I do also work in the city as well. Because of this new work that I'm doing now, I can reach out to people all over the globe, really. And I have worked with people in America, Canada, Italy,
yeah.
You know, all over, so South Africa now. So, it's still in its infancy. This, and there will eventually be a separate website purely for the remote work.
Yeah.
Because it's such a unique thing and not easy for everyone to get their head around and fully understand, you know. So it will have its own identity eventually, this work. But
yes,
absolutely. I'm available and, you know, you can certainly reach me through my website. There's various ways you can contact me, which you'll see when you go on there.
Great. I mean, I've just been involved in setting standards here in South Africa for energy healing. And one of the things that was part of the curriculum is that everybody should have a list of reliable good people to refer to. And you are definitely on that list. And when I go back to the UK, I'll be working in Bromley, I think.
Wow.
I've got an estate agent working on it who might be listening to this call. you know who you are. You're wonderful. And so I do intend to, you know, whenever I think, okay, this is a Peter Strange thing, you're going to be getting referrals from me. I hope you don't get to hate me for referring so many to people.
No, absolutely not. And I still tell people about you, and you know, I have referred a few people to you. I don't know whether they've ever come through, but you know, I still use some EFT myself in my own practice, and I find it very powerful. And I have met various EFT practitioners, and you know, certainly, and there's lots of different approaches to EFT actually. But your approach has really stuck with me, and I do find it very effective. So yeah, absolutely, it goes both ways. We are a community, and we need to stick together.
Good, excellent. And I'll be expanding on that approach in London in February, I believe, on newagelondon.com if people want to have a look at that. And you can contact Peter again, peterstrange.co.uk. We're running out of time. Peter, thank you so much. Thank you
no
so
problem.
Much for listening in.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
And
goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me,
and
too.
And goodbye
thank
from
you.
Peter. Okay, then. Thank you so much for the healing as well. That was absolutely awesome. I can't believe it. I'm still in awe. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.